Good afternoon, Rabbi Isai. Today is Yom Chamishi Mishpat Kodesh, Parashat Vaygash, Hebet Levit. So we are, Chavot. We're on page 22 of Sha'arei Teshuvah, second paragraph. So yesterday we were speaking about part of the tefillot that are important for the process of Teshuvah. Al ken tireh, b'tfilat David ba'et ha-Teshuvah, achare she'amar, if you look in Perek Nun Aleph of Tehilim, that's a mizmor that has to do all with Teshuvah. David HaMelech's prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu post the Ma'aseh with Bathsheba, look how David HaMelech talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, Herev kabbeseni me'avoni u'machatati ta'areni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cleanse me from my sin and purify me from my iniquity. Hitpalel od al ha'ratzon. After that, he not only asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take away his sin, he also said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me back. Want me again. And he says, "Liot Ritzon Hashem Yitbarach Bo Kekodem Achet." He says, "Hashem, I want you to want me, not just be okay with me, but what?
Love me again,
like before the chit." By the way, Tomer Devorah, the Ramak writes in Tomer Devorah something very interesting. He says we have to learn from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. All of the midot Hakadosh Baruch Hu, we have to adapt in our lives. Midah keneged midah. If a person does not act in the with the midot of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, right? We learn from the Gemara tells us Masechet Shabbat. Which means what? Mahu rachum, afata rachum. Mahu chanun, afata chanun. Mahu gomel chasadim, afata gomel chasadim. A person has to be mitdame lekono. A person has to resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do you resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're not talking about, yes, tzelem Elohim. Nachon. How else do you resemble HaKadosh Baruch Hu? By behaving with his midot. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is chozer b'tshuva, let's say, the Ramak brings this example. Somebody does something wrong to you. Let's say somebody does something really bad to you. And then he apologizes. And let's say you accept your apology, his apology. How do you treat him afterwards? How's your relationship? It's like, kacha. Right? It takes a long time, if ever, to get back to what it was. And most times it won't. If you did something really bad, even if you forgive him, the relationship is... And like we say in Lashon HaKodesh, Tzolea. You know Tzolea? Limping. He says, don't do that. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he's mekabel otanu b'tshuva, and we pray to him that he accepts us again, he loves us and he takes us back even stronger, even with more love than to begin with. So he says, if Hashem does that, and the things that we do to HaKadosh, can you imagine the things that we do to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That makes things that people do to us pale in comparison. We rebel against the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the most severe of ways. Everybody knows, Lev Yodeh Marat Nafsho. Everybody knows what they do wrong. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us back and he loves us like the beginning and even better, even more than before the Chet. He says we have to treat each other, Ben Adam LaChavero, the same way. If a person apologizes and he really did something wrong to you, but he says sorry and he really means it, you take him back and you love him and you restore the relationship to what it was. So he says, Ve'amar, what did David HaMelech say? Al tashlicheni milefanecha v'ruach kodshecha al tikach mimenli. Hashem, don't throw me away, please. Don't take away my ruach hakodesh. Acharechen itpalel ve'amar, what else does he say? Hashiva li seson yishayecha. Return to me the joy of your salvation. Shiniseh Hashem v'yishom metzuim ito v'shetitzlach alav ruach elohim kasher batechila. David HaMelech says, just like Hashem, you are always with me. You helped me be matzliach in everything I did, win all the wars, give me all these nisim, even after the chit. Hashem, please do this for me again. Don't leave me. Acharechen, Amar, what else did he say? Do you realize that all the steps of tshuva, most of the steps of tshuva, where's Rabbi Yonah deriving it from? David HaMelech. For a sin that supposedly the Gemara tells us that he didn't even do. He didn't do a real chit. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makpid alav, kefi godel ma'alato, and you see how David HaMelech responded to that criticism from HaKadosh Baruch Hu through the Navi. And he has a whole perek explaining his tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me back. Acharechen amar, veruach nediva tismecheni, perush, what do these words mean? Hine katonti mipene fish'i, ve'eneni ra'ui lenisecha, uligalot alai zero wa'akodshecha. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am unworthy of your revelation, I'm unworthy of your Ruach HaKodesh after the sin, but Bim nasata avon chatati, enin kida liot neha v'ratzui ki arche kedem. He says, even if you do forgive my sin, I'm not worthy of you taking me back to how we once were. Aval beruach nidivat tismecheni. Nevertheless, even though I'm not ra'ui, ki en kitz l'nidvatcha b'tovatecha. Speak to the matanot of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and speaks to him in a way that connotes deserving, worthiness, I deserve this, you know, I deserve that, well, you're not going to get anywhere. Speak always to the endless chasadim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, I don't deserve it. David HaMelech even says, I don't deserve it. But what? Hashem, you always do favors for us. You're Adon HaKol, you always give us endless bounty and favors and chasadim. So you know what? Do this favor for me also, please. Take me back. Uva veruach bechisron bet. Kemo vedagan v'tirosh semachtiv. The vav is really supposed to be instead of the bet over here. Beruach. Yeah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, take me back with your spirit of chasadim. Uchinan hazeh amar Moshe alav shalom. Erpa meshuvatam ohavim nedava. Hashem says, I will heal their iniquities and I will love them voluntarily. Why does Hashem say, Ohavim nidava? Hashem says, I don't have to. But what? Ainyan ohavim nidava ki inyan ma she'amar David v'ruach nidiva tismecheni. That what, we don't deserve it, but Hashem says, when you chozer b'tshuva, the perks of that are that I'm going to love you voluntarily also. Because guess what? Look at David HaMelech. If a person's chozer b'tshuva and Hashem accepts him, but he doesn't want him back, and he's not mekarev oto anymore, what's that worth? Like we said, teshuvah is not only about getting out of punishment. There's much bigger things in life, gam ba'olam hazeh, v'gam ba'olam haba, than getting out of punishment. It's good if you get out of punishment, but the end all is not just to get out of the punishment. What's the end all? Closest to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's it. V'lihanot miziv shchinato. Bask in the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the ikar. And he continues, mem gimal, that's me. ועוד יתפלל בעל התשובה אל השם תמיד, שיעזרהו על התשובה. כמו שנאמר, השיבני ואשובה, כי אתה אדוני אלוהי. הקדוש ברוך הוא, give me the strength to be חוזר בתשובה. There's a famous Gemara, at the tail end of מסכת סוכה, Gemara says, בכל יום ויום, יצרו של אדם מתגבר עליו ומבקש להמיתו. Every single day, the יצררה, we know, the Gemara says, מבא בתרא דף ט"ו, הוא יצררה, which means what? They're all three the same thing. What does he do? The Yetzirah chutzpan. First, he coerces us to do Averot. Then, as soon as we fall for the bait, as soon as we do the Averah, what does he do? He goes to prosecute. Yeah. And then afterwards, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes is mekabel the kitrug, then Hashem tells him to do what? Okay, go kill him. Yeah, chatzuf. You made me sin, you prosecuted, and you're going to kill me? That's what Hashem created him for. We have to fortify ourselves against him. But it says, the Yetzirah's job in life is to get us killed. That's what he does. Yetzirah, Malach HaMavit, Satan. And the Gemara says, Lulei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro, Eino Yachol Lo. If not for HaKadosh Baruch Hu helping us to be mitgaber ala Yetzirah, and even if we failed to be chozer b'tshuva shlema, there's no way, in the world that a person would be able to. So even teshuvah requires siyata dishmaya. There's nothing in life that doesn't require siyata dishmaya. Aizrat HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we say every day in the tefillah, Aizrat Avotenu Atom Me'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the help, is the aid, is the rock of Am Yisrael all the time, no matter what. From the big things to the small things, to the macro, to the micro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there for us all the time. And you have to pray. Doesn't come automatically. You don't push a button and it comes. You have to daven for HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. You have to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, Hashem, help me. That's why I have a whole bracha, two brachot in the Amidah that talk about tshuva. I don't only want to do tshuva, Hashem, I need your help to do tshuva, because it's very hard to do it. It's very hard to let go of avonot and do tshuva properly, especially with all of these steps and principles. No pashut. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's endless help. And he says, Ot Mem Dalet, on the top of page 23. Anybody have a watch? I just want to... Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Now, Shrecha, Rabbi Ma'or, Avim Otcha, Baruch. He says, העיקר השישה עשר. תיקון המעובד באשר יוכל לתקון. Fixing whatever mess ups that a person, you know, when you, I don't know if you ever learned Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. Who wrote Nefesh HaChaim? Rav Chaim Elazar. So over there he writes, if a person would know the amount of spiritual destruction that he causes as a result of his avonot, your hair would stand up. He talks about what a person's avonot can do in Shamayim. It's terrible. A person after ma'aseh like that, after his avonot, he has to try to look around, how can I fix this mess up? Yeah? כעניין שנאמר, וירא האלוהים את מעשיהם, כי שבו מדרכם הרעה. When did HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally have, when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu finally pity, have mercy on Nineveh? When he saw them doing teshuvah. What did they do? ונאמר, וישובו איש מדרכו הרעה, ומן החמאס אשר בכפרים. Which means, they turned away from their bad deeds. They started returning all of the gizim that they did, and only then did HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, okay, fine, you know what, I'm not going to destroy Nineveh. כי בדברים שבין אדם לחברו כמו הגזל והחמאס, לא יתכפר עוונו עד אשר ישיב את הגזלה. Everybody knows, famous Mishnah in the last פרק of מסכת יומה, עבירות שבין אדם לחברו, אין יום הכיפורים מכפר עד שירצה את חברו. We know that any interpersonal עבירות, תשובה, יום כיפור, ייסורים, מיטה, none of that takes off the avon. The only way to be mechaper for an avon of ben adam lachavero is you have to ask for mechila, and even after you ask mechila, you have to give back the gezel, or if there's some sort of damage, you have to pay the damage. It's not pashut. That's why a person should think twice. The Chafetz Chaim writes this in the Agdama of Sefer Chafetz Chaim. He says, it's funny how I said it. The Chafetz Chaim writes in the Agdama of Chafetz Chaim. And, because his name is Chafetz Chaim, but his sefer is Chafetz Chaim. Anyway, we call him Makom. So he writes over there, a person has to think twice always about speaking Lashon Hara. You know why? It's not easy to do tshuva from Lashon Hara. How easy is it to go over to a guy and tell him, by the way, because there's a famous machloket between Rabbi Yisrael Salanter and the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim says, the only way to get kapara for speaking Lashon Hara, you got to go to the guy and tell him, Baba, I said Lashon Hara about you. And then you have to tell him what you said. And then you have to get into whole nitty gritty. That's very, very uncomfortable. How many people do that? It's rare. When was the last time somebody came over to you and said, I spoke Lashon Hara about you and this is what I said? Doesn't happen. He says, Teshuva for Lashon Hara is so, so difficult. You should think twice before doing it. Because it's very hard to get kapara. And sometimes you speak Lashon Hara so openly and so wantonly, you don't remember all the people that you spoke Lashon Hara about. And what happens if you speak Lashon Hara about a whole group of people, or about a whole city, or about a whole community, or, you know, like Sfaradim, or Persians? You think you're going to be able to go and, you know, hit to speak that? The Teshuvah is kim'at impossible. So he says that should be a reason, that should be something to hold us back, to inhibit us from being so free with our tongues. And Lashon Hara is just an example of the difficulty of being chozer b'tshuva for bin adam l'chaviro. It's extremely difficult, uncomfortable, inconvenient, but it's part of the process. The Chafetz Chaim actually writes, what happens if the guy doesn't know what I said about him? Doesn't know. Chafetz Chaim says mefurash that, nevertheless, and even if it died down and nobody's speaking about it anymore, in order to get real tshuva v'chapara, you have to go and tell him, not only in general, oh yeah, you know, you know how people say on Erev Yom Kippur, I may have said once upon a time something. When somebody tells you that, what does he mean?
I actually did it.
I spoke about you, and I said the worst possible things about you. Aval ma, minhagam shel Yisrael, like the Rambam says, bilchot tshuva, what's the derech shel Yisrael? Limchol. Always be mochel, mochel, mochel. That's the way. Ve'lo yiyah achzarim milimchol. If you see a guy is making an attempt, even if he's not doing his responsibility of being megale everything that he said, whatever, but if you see somebody's trying to be mitkarev to you to ask for mechila, do it. There's a famous gemara, also at the end of Masechet Yoma, Rav, Amora, Gdol Ador, he was the Rosh Hashiva in Surah, which was a city in Bavel. One time the butcher in Bavel, in Surah, spoke to him very disrespectfully. He embarrassed him in public, mamash, terrible. And all the Talmidim, Rav didn't say anything. What did he do? Rav went to the butcher shop on Erev Yom Kippur just to hang around there. Why did he want to do that? He wanted to give the guy an opportunity to ask for mechila. I wanted to make it easier for him. Talmido, Rav Huna, asked Rav, he says, Rabbi, why are you going to him? Zechatzuf, zechamor. Yeah? Why are you going to this guy? Let him come to you. He says, no, Erev Yom Kippur ayom. We'll go. Why we have to try to be marbe shalom? He says, I'm going to go. Whatever happens, happens. The butcher saw Rav in the shop. He says, you're here. And he spoke to him again, disrespectfully and whatever. The Gemara says that as he was talking to Rav disrespectfully, this time he was chopping a piece of meat. A bone flew off of the meat that he was chopping, got stuck right in his throat, and he died on the spot. But at least we learned two things from this story. Number one, don't mess with the Chachamim. Not a good idea. Number two is that, what do you see from Rav? He got insulted. Gdol ador v'zeh. Anvetan ki'ilin. He says, Anav. He says, yeah.
So what about the tefillah before
Amadi? Harini mochel v'soleach?
Yeah. Does that have any effect?
You got to mean it. It's a famous machloket between Maran Zichron Lebracha and Chacham Tzion. Huh?
You should daven and everyone else needs it.
So now.
I'm saying, but if Rav specifically, when did the guy give him the opportunity?
Yeah. I guess he wanted to teach him a lesson. He wanted him to, he realized that he needed to be. Now again, Agaon Chacham Tzion writes in Or Letzion Chelek Bet, interesting. Let's say you have beef with a person and it's really bothering him, you really don't forgive him. He says you should skip Ribono Shel Olam until you're really able to forgive him because it's a lie, shekir. What do you say? Ribono Shel Olam, Hareni Mochel V'Soleach, Lechol Meshech Is, V'Yeknit Oti Osho, Chata Kenegdi, Ben Begufi, Ben Bemamoni, Nachon, the whole. But if it's not true, so what are you lying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Skip it. Maran Zichron Lebracha disagrees with the Or Letzion. He says, even if there's a specific person over there, what are you talking about? You're saying in general. But if you have a specific issue with an individual, so that doesn't mean you have to skip the whole Ribono Shel Olam. You can still say it. But what? Be'emet, if a person, it's a tremendous midah, ma'avir al midotav, if a person, even though he was terribly ashamed or insulted or slighted or whatever it is, but you want him, you're able to get to a situation where, you know what? Really, legitimately, ani mochel lo. I'm mochel, it's a huge thing. That's a huge, huge, huge ma'ala she'en kedugmata. It's a big thing. Getting back to the machloket I was telling you about the Chafetz Chaim, he says you got to go and tell the guy to his face, Adoni, I ask forgiveness for saying this and this about you. Rav Yisrael Salanter, Gaon Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shalmei Moed, Hilchot Yamim Noraim quotes Rav Yisrael Salanter, as does the Chazon Avadia. Rav Yisrael Salanter says, what's the whole point of to ask mechila? To be marbe shalom, right? We want to make more shalom ba'olam. Now, if you go over to the guy, he says it really depends. If it's a good friend, family member, whatever, and they'll be able to take it and they'll say, machul anyway, do it, because that's the prerequisite for the tshuva. But if it's a random guy or somebody that you're not on the best terms with, you go over to him, you say, okay, I spoke lashon hara about you, and I said this and this and this about you to this many people. A lot of people, instead of being marbe shalom, what might that do? Not only that, it might make it 10 times worse, more machloket and ka'as, vezeh. Says that's not the point of asking for mechila. Rav Yisrael said, Avart, my mechila doesn't justify his pain. I need to divulge this information to him for my mechila, but that doesn't give you a right to cause him more pain in the process. It's a big Rav Yisrael Avart. Anyway, so he says over there, it's enough to ask for general mechila. You say, please forgive me for having done things or saying things about you in the past. Over there, it's enough with a general mechila. But be'emet, if it's a good friend, like we're all good friends over here, you can go over and say, listen, Amash, please don't take it the wrong way. I said this and this, timchalli. If he can handle it, you have to say, kedin Torah. That's the real way a person has to do it.
So it's not about whether it's his feelings or not. It's more about will it increase or decrease shalom?
That's according to Rav Yisrael. Yeah.
Rav Yisrael is Lashita Tov, because there's so many stories of him writing about not him, affecting other people.
That's the Tnu'at HaMusar, the Musar movement, was based on this concept. You know, your own Avodat Hashem is obviously of utmost importance. We have to make sure that your Avodat Hashem doesn't come at the expense of the Tza'ar or imposing on other people. There's many, many, many examples of that. Being a Ba'al Musar, being a Ben Torah, and internalizing the musar that we learn is learning how to, now, not always is a very easy balance. You know that. And even if it's, I'm not even talking about chumras. You know, many times people kind of weigh down their chumrot on other people. I'm not even talking about chumrot. I'm even talking about ikar adin. Rav Yisrael is talking about ikar adin. Even not letting your ikar adin impose on other people, which means we all have our convictions, right? We all have our values, our value systems, things that we will and won't do under any circumstances. But you have to know, make sure that this doesn't, now, we're trying to be mekarev, but you can't impose on other people. Very famous example, I remember, when I was in Yerushalayim, I used to go by Sfaradim, Slichot is huge. It's an event. By Ashkenazim, Slichot is Slichot. By Sfaradim, Slichot is an event. So the two most famous Slichot in the world are what? Slichot by the Kotel is number one, especially on Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Yom Kippur, those are huge. And the second most famous is by Reuven Elbaz in Or HaChaim, in the yeshiva over there. So, especially the Thursday night and Motzai Shabbat ones, those are very, very, very popular. And it's broadcasted everywhere. And they have a lot of chazanim who come, Moshe Chavusha and many other chazanim partake. It's very nice. And he gives a drasha in the middle. Every night, I remember when I used to go, Rav Elbaz Shlita, he used to get up towards the end of Slichot, and sometimes it could be packed with thousands of people. I don't know if you've ever been there. You know where the yeshiva is, right? In the middle of Shkunat Bukharim. Yeah, right between Bukharim and Beis Yisrael. So it's a highly, highly residential area. You know that. Slichot starts at Chatzot, which is about 1:15, whatever. And it ends at, you know, almost 2:30 sometimes. He implores people. He says, when you go out, please, please be quiet. Don't make noise. Don't talk. Don't beep. Walk. Get in your cars. Go home. There's neighbors here. If one neighbor wakes up as a result of our slichot, it all goes to the garbage. Those are the words of Ba'al Musa. Achon, you want to say slichot? Slichot is a very important thing. But what? Gezel Shena. And if you forget about Gezel Shena, Hitchashvut Bazulat, you know what that means? Feeling the other person, being sympathetic to somebody else's needs. If you were asleep at 2 in the morning and somebody else wanted to do slichot, you wouldn't, you know, it's not for naught that when the prospective ger asked Hillel HaZaken in Shabbat Af Lamed Aleph, he asked him to teach him the whole Torah on Rigel Achat, what did Hillel HaZaken tell him? To sum up the entire Torah. May desane alach lechavrach la ta'avid ve'idach pirusha zil gemor. He told him, what you hate, what you don't like, what you don't appreciate being done to you, don't do to others. The Maharsha and many other Mefarshim, today is the Maharsha's Yortzeit, Zechet Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Maharsha asks, why is it that Hillel spoke about the negative? What you don't like, done to you, don't do to other people. Why didn't he just tell him, V'Avta L'Re'acha Kamocha, what you do like, done to you, do to other people. There's a few different Pirushim. The Maharsha explains that the mitzvah of this is, mitzvah ve'avta le'ra'acha kamocha is different than this. Yeah, but it's a different thing altogether. Mikol makom, person has to know, that is the entire Torah. Being sympathetic to other people, knowing how to juggle, and sometimes it's very difficult, it's not an easy thing, how to juggle our responsibilities as B'nai Torah, as Ovdei Hashem, with a world out there, with people that are not necessarily there. Or even with people that are there, but sometimes there are clashes. We have to know. And it happens in many, many different areas. You have to know. That's part of the Avodah Ben Torah, knowing how to navigate through sticky situations, not only in life, but in the life of Avodat Hashem. That's Musar. And that's part of what you come to yeshiva for, and what you learn is not the Torah that you learn and the Musar that you learn, the Hashkafa that you learn, you imbibe those things in order to be ready for life, because life is an obstacle course. Life is boot camp, and it gets very difficult, and sometimes it's not easy, and sometimes there are conflicts with family and friends and spouses and children, and it's difficult sometimes. Knowing how to navigate properly is the bread and butter of a Ben Torah. You can be the biggest Talmid Chacham in the world, but if you don't know how to navigate these situations, you're missing something in your Kabbalat HaTorah. Understand? That's the idea. So, Rabotai, I'm going to leave you here. Off you go to Shir. I wish you all Shabbat Shalom. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Shlach Rabba. You can teleport to your chair.
Thank you. Shlach Rabba.